Hi there, this is The Big Fight and I'm Maria Shakil. Telugu actor Allu Arjun was arrested around 12 noon for the stampede last week at a Hyderabad theatre and granted interim bail for 4 weeks, hours after his arrest. Ordering his release, the Telangana High Court cited Allu Arjun's right to liberty and said, and I quote, just because he's an actor, he cannot be held like this, unquote. The superstar had moved the High Court after a lower court sent him to jail for 14 days. The lower court had also dismissed a plea to delay his arrest till Monday. Hyderabad police had earlier filed a case of culpable homicide not amounting to murder and voluntarily causing hurt against the 41-year-old star and several others, including members of his security team and management of the Sandhya Theatre. One woman had died in the stampede, which was triggered when the actor turned up at the theatre for a special screening of his film, Pushpa 2, The Rule. So the question that I ask on the show tonight, are celebrities soft targets? Joining me on the show is Kasturi Shankar, actress and activist. PK Jain is former additional DGP of Maharashtra. We have Reshmi AR, Deccan Chronicle journalist. Tara Deshpande is an actor, writer. We'll be joined by Manoj Joshi, actor, in just a bit as well. Kasturi Shankar, beginning with you, you know, would you say that celebrities are soft targets?
I think it's more than being a soft target. I think celebrities in today's age are being used as political tools as well. I think regimes are trying to make their statements through celebrities, the bigger the better. Last month, it was me. I was arrested on a weekend. Today, Mr. Allu Arjun is being arrested on a weekend. And it's obvious that the weekend arrests are in order to delay any relief till Monday. While I express my complete solidarity and condolence to the tragic loss of life, I don't see how one can even pin this on, forget about Mr. Allu Arjun, on any single person. I mean, this sets a very bad precedent. The arrest was made, I do not know if the arrest was made after following due process, which is you have to give them a 41A to explain themselves. You have to call them to the police station to, you know, the investigation process has to be completed before you can actually issue an arrest warrant for a person.
Yes.
To go to his house and take him without giving him any time at all. It happened to me. They give you about 30 minutes to make up your mind and go with them. But it feels like overreach, which it was in my case.
Okay, let me ask Mr. PK Jain, do you think it's a case of an overreach? First, the theater owners did not ensure proper security, perhaps the cops knew that the superstar would be appearing at Sandhya Theatre for that surprise moment for his fans. And they did not do proper crowd management, which led to that unfortunate stampede and a woman losing her life. And now this incident. The pace at which the arrest happens, and then, of course, how he is given an interim bail. And the point that was made, that what exactly happened in terms of that, why the suddenness of the arrest, it's only because he's an actor.
Thank you very much, Maria, for inviting me here. I will just put the things in a little perspective. See, the theatre had given a request to the police to provide bandobast because they were anticipating a visit from this actor. The actor is extremely popular. There is no second thought about it. So some semblance of good bandobast should have been in place. If the police wanted to put certain restrictions on the management or the organizers of their show, they could have done it. They could have cancelled the show if they anticipated a very large problem, which was not done. Now, after having failed in their own duty in terms of crowd management, in terms of advising the actor and the organizers to behave in a particular manner or to do or not to do certain things, registering a case against the management and Allu Arjun was a little far-fetched. Now, even if the case was registered, My clear opinion in this case is that the arrest is the last resort. This is not a case of murder where you have to recover certain items to prove the complicity of the accused and all that. Everything is available on the TV footage in audiovisual domain. So if that is available, the investigating officer should have gone ahead with the investigation, come to a reasonable conclusion about the complicity of the management and Allu Arjun, and then gone ahead with their arrest or whatever further legal action he should have or could have taken. But it is his prerogative, and I'm sure the investigating officer is directed by certain senior officers also. In my opinion, it was a clear case of overreach on their part to have gone and arrested this person without having enough evidence in their hand about his complicity in the case.
Yes.
And what sections? Culpable homicide not amounting to murder for what? I mean, he is an actor. He came out. He waved to the people. The people came into a frenzy. There was a stampede. I have my sympathies and condolences with the family of the deceased and the child who is now fighting for his life. But the fact remains that the people also crowd at such places and without bothering about their own and their children's safety. So all said and done, as far as the police action is concerned, it is an overreaction in my opinion. And at this stage, no arrest should have been made. And even if the police had gone to his house, they should have at least had the decency to give him some time to change. And he said that he wanted to finish his breakfast and change, which also I'm told that he was not allowed. I mean, it's absolute high-handedness under whosoever instructions it took place, whether it is the political masters or the supervisory officers or the investigating officer himself.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Let me tell you that investigating officers in such cases don't take decisions on their own. They always throw the ball into the court of the senior officers who have to take a final call. I think it was an absolutely badly handled situation.
So would you then, Mr. Jain, say that it is perhaps the Home Secretary and the Home Minister of Telangana who has to explain? Because if the orders are coming right from the top.
Maria, I'm not aware as to who gave him the instructions to go and arrest. It could be the bureaucracy. It could be, generally, bureaucracy does not get into this. So it is either the political master or some supervisory officer of the investigating officer.
Or some officer who do you think who could have done on his own?
Whom he reports, whom the IO reports to. I mean, it's one of those persons only.
Okay. Reshmi, as someone who is tracking this story on the ground, this appears to be just more than what meets the eye. If the actor is not even allowed to change, finish his breakfast before the arrest, why this sudden move? I mean, we come to know about the arrest at 12 noon, and within hours, the court sends him into 14 days of custody. The sheer pace at which the case was moving, it looked like that there is a larger ploy at place here. Who tends to benefit if Allu Arjun is arrested?
Who tends to benefit? I don't think we can comment on that. But like you said, I think there's more than what meets the eye here, because this happened all of a sudden. This was so unexpected. Like a case was registered, yes. But then Allu Arjun, to the extent of going and, arresting an actor is something like so unbelievable. People were in shock. Even his own family was in shock that this actually happened. And also blaming one person on this is, I don't think the actor alone is at fault here. Because the makers, I think, to be fair, he probably was there because he had to fulfill certain responsibilities as an actor. He had signed up for promotions, and an actor is supposed to just go down to whatever the director says. The filmmaker is also there. Why was the filmmaker spared here?
Okay, so let me bring in an actor in Manoj Joshi before I go to Tara Deshpande, who's an actor herself. Mr. Joshi, whenever actors arrive at a theater for watching a film along with their fans, it's not the responsibility of the security of the actors to ensure that there is crowd management outside theatre. Then why should Allu Arjun be punished? Because there is a great degree of, one would say, some kind of mindless action by the cops which has happened here.
First of all, main Hindi mein bolunga.
Ji.
First of all, to jinki jaan gayi hai, unfortunately, बहुत वो मतलब दुखद है, मैं मतलब उनके घर वालों के लिए, और मेरा उसके लिए मैं बहुत वो दुखद हुआ जो भी हुआ हो। बट उसके लिए अल्लू अर्जुन ये एक एक्टर जिसकी जो अपने बलबूते पे अपनी अपने इतने करोड़ों फैंस हैं उसके देश में विदेश में, और दूसरी एक बात कि उन्होंने, मैंने जो जाना है उस आधार पे मैं बोल रहा हूं कि उन्होंने पुलिस की परमिशन भी ली थी, और एक्टर का एक कॉन्ट्रैक्ट होता है प्रमोशन के लिए आफ्टर फिल्म रिलीज ऑल्सो कि भैया आप यहां जाएंगे आप वहां जाएंगे, ओके तो उसकी भी रिस्पॉन्स और रिटर्न परमिशन थी कि ओके, और उसके बाद ये अगर स्टैम्पेड होता है तो ऐसा नहीं है कि उसने जानबूझ के किसी को मारा है ना, एक स्टैम्पेड में वो निमित्त है कि वो आए इसलिए भगदड़ मच गई, बट भगदड़ मच गई तो पुलिस वहां थी। दूसरी बात, थिएटर वालों की भी रिस्पॉन्सिबिलिटी थी कि भैया अगर अल्लू अर्जुन जिस तरह के पॉपुलर एक्टर हैं और अगर यहां होने वाला है तो यहां पे उस प्रकार की पुलिस व्यवस्था भी करनी चाहिए, वो उनकी भी ड्यूटी थी। तो उन्होंने क्या किया, एक एक्टर को, एक्टर क्या है ना, एक सॉफ्ट टारगेट है ऑलवेज, तो एक्टर को कभी भी टारगेट करना फिर उसको इस तरह से उठा के लेके जाना, मुझे लगता है उसको एक विक्टिम बना दिया है। ये गवर्नमेंट या व्यवस्था, इनकी नाकामयाबी के लिए एक एक्टर को दोषी ठहराना और इस प्रकार से उठाकर लेके जाना, ये मुझे लगता है ये निजाम के काल का कानून है क्या, ऐसा लगता है।
ओके, तारा देशपांडे, योर थॉट्स ऑन दिस।
Well, several thoughts. There was an attempt to blame his personal security. Now, his personal security is exactly that. They're supposed to protect him. Their job is not to control the crowd either outside the theater or inside the theater. Their job is to protect him. And very frankly, when a mob goes a bit crazy, it's very difficult to control them without an organized plan. And invariably, there is some sort of violence or there is something that happens that's, you know, hopefully not as tragic as this. We've also seen in the past that at many big events in India, whether it's political rallies, we've also had cases in theaters before where such terrible tragedies, in fact, even worse tragedies like mass fires have taken place. This seems to happen very often. We seem to have a problem managing big events, which is kind of ironical because we live in a country that is so populous. We live in a country where we know that movie stars are extremely popular and huge crowds gather for this. The crowd should have never been permitted to enter the theater in the first place. I think Allu Arjun is really lucky that the crowd didn't go totally crazy. He had personal security because it's possible he would have also been very badly injured. Saying that, yes, I think that actors and celebrities are seriously soft targets because they attract a lot of attention because people earn political brownie points by doing this kind of thing. And in India, we always want a scapegoat before there's a proper investigation. We've seen this happen and replay itself so many times, Maria.
So then you say, Tara, that he has been made a scapegoat? Because of the
need someone to blame, right?
Perhaps the cops in Hyderabad wanted to send to be seen to be doing. Of course, they went ahead and arrested the theater owners. They are all behind bars. But they wanted to go beyond that, and they wanted to create a spectacle. Do you think this was a desire for a spectacle, perhaps?
I'm not sure if it was so much for a spectacle, but I think that it was sort of, as said earlier by people on the panel, that it was overreach before a full investigation was undertaken. It was high-handedness. It was kind of short-sightedness. You know, it's like sort of going in, arrest whoever you can, you know. Whoever was involved with the event, even in the most distant fashion, needs to be arrested so that it looks like you're doing your job. So I think that it was very short-sighted of them to have done this. And I think that they shouldn't have, and it's going to backfire very badly, as we can see it has.
Okay. PK Jain, coming to you, sir. You know, as someone who would be aware of the kind of bandobast which is usually done when there are these screenings. But, you know, stampede in India, unfortunately, keep happening. But the larger question is that why should it be... Why are the cops not able to ensure proper crowd management? That why is it becoming so you know, that people, when they gather in huge numbers, they have to go back home with some kind of bad taste about themselves or with somebody who may have lost their lives because of suffocation.
Well, it is unfortunate. We are an extremely populous country, and be it religious events, be it the visit of some dharam guru, be it, screening or the place where some shooting is taking place or, you know, an event like this, people do tend to flock and flock in large numbers. And then it becomes whatever bandobast you keep. See, the police is restricted in terms of use of force. Till the time it really comes to that point, the force is never used, because these are all people who are not there out to create some trouble. I mean, they are there for some interest or the other, and the situation goes out of control. But in my opinion, there are many situations where it can be prevented. In this case, it could have been prevented. Allu Arjun came to the theater. He was in the theater. Then he came out. Then he got out of the car. He started waving to the cheering crowd. And that's how the crowd went absolutely berserk. So that's what happened. I mean, there, he should have been advised that there's such a large crowd outside. Please don't, you know, indulge into this kind of a theatrics, which he should not have done.
Yes.
Now, I was on a show earlier where it was said that he was advised not to go out, yet he went out. That's why probably he's been made an accused. So I do not know what exactly happened. But the fact remains that the situation could have been handled a little more professionally, number one. Number two, investigation could have been handled a little more professionally. I mean, there are between number 3 and 11, Allu Arjun is accused number 11. There are between them 4 and 10 also. They've not been arrested. So you are going after the theater owners or the organizers of the event, and you are going after the actor. The actor comes last. I mean, it all depends on the kind of investigation that would be conducted. But to my mind, as I said earlier, this arrest is absolutely premature, should have been avoided till the last minute. Okay. When you have come to a conclusion, yes, he has a complicity in the crime.
Yes.
And I think the sections are very, very harsh. These sections certainly are not warranted in this kind of a case where the person has no intention of inciting the crowd or indulging into this kind of a behavior or, you know, causing a culpable homicide,
yes,
not amounting to murder.
Absolute unfortunate incident, certainly. But Kasturi, here are two families which are distraught. First, the cops did not ensure proper bandobast, and which led to mismanagement of crowd and the death of that young mother. And now you have the family and the fans of Allu Arjun who are worried about his well-being. So this is some kind of illegitimate action which has been done by the cops in Hyderabad. They have gone overboard, undenying about it.
No, I think the blame is a little more sinister than that, Maria. It's not the cops. Cops, in this case, I'm absolutely sure, because I was at the receiving end of this last month. I'm absolutely sure that the cops are not acting on their own accord. There is some pressure from even higher above. Who is in charge of law and order in Telangana? This is a very uncomfortable question. It comes under the Home Ministry. Pushpa has been in, you know, we know that the release is on the 4th of December and the first show is on the December from how many months ago? We know that Mr. Allu Arjun is a huge star from how many months ago? As the former cop told us, there are so many people who are in the charge sheet who have not faced arrest. But Mr. Allu Arjun moved to court. Let's note this point. He moved to court yesterday to quash the FIR against him as being party to the charge of culpable homicide. He moved to court yesterday, and very urgently that he was arrested today. I believe that that was done because somewhere they wanted to, you know, say, okay, we have arrested this person and we will show the world. We will demolish one actor's property. We will arrest another big actor. We will show that we are not afraid of actors. I feel that is the message that, unfortunately, the Telangana government is trying to project.
What is it that Telangana government is trying to say, Reshmi? What's your reading as a journalist?
No, actually, the government released a statement saying that they have nothing to do with this. The arrest just happened. It's just a law that has taken its course. But I would like to make a point here that the day this mishap happened, the next day, the police released a statement saying that they were not aware of they had no intimation either from the film crew or the theater saying that Allu Arjun would be actually visiting the theater. But today, when you know things went out of control, Sandhya Theater released this letter. Even it was a lapse on their part as well that they didn't release it on the day the police released their statement. And today they're saying that yes, we did ask for permission, and it clearly mentions that there would be VVIPs and you know stars who would be attending the show, and we need police bandobas. So this act of arrest, I guess it was act. I mean, it was a hasty decision on their part to do it. I think it was a cover up. Because today they have released a statement again in the evening saying that, yes, we do get a lot of requests for police protection, but considering the resources we have, it's not possible to actually, you know, allot as many members.
Okay, so there has been visible cover-up. It's not law taking its course because law doesn't allow this kind of high-handedness by an investigating officer who lands there at the home of accused number 11. And arrests him. You know, he's given a warrant, and that arrest happens in a matter of few minutes. So certainly, as far as law taking its course is concerned, that has not been applied here. Manoj Joshi, I have just 30 seconds for you, sir. Please go ahead.
Abhi mere pehle jinhone bataya, I completely agree with her. Aur dusra, ये पॉलिटिकल ब्लंडर नहीं है, ये पॉलिटिकली मूड करके ये किया गया है. और अक्यूज नंबर 11 को पहले पकड़ लो क्योंकि वो पॉपुलर है, और हम क्या कर सकते हैं ये लोगों को बताने के लिए, और किसकी गवर्नमेंट है लोग जानते हैं, और ये किस लिए किया गया है, किस दबाव में किया गया है, ये भी सब जानते हैं. और इसीलिए मैंने कहा कि ये निजामशाही नहीं है, ये लोकशाही है. और इस तरह से काम करना, ये मुझे लगता है बहुत ही बेजवाबदार तरीके से ये काम किया गया है, और मैं इसका खंडन करता हूँ.
लेकिन मनोज जी, आपने बोला किसकी सरकार है, आपको सबको पता है, लेकिन वो सरकार कैसे, उसको फायदा क्यों होगा और कैसे होगा अगर अल्लू अर्जुन अरेस्ट होते हैं तो?
ऑफ कोर्स पॉपुलर है वो किसके रिलेशन में है, क्या है, सबको मालूम है. और इसीलिए देखो, इसको अगर फ्रेम करना है तो हम फ्रेम कर सकते हैं, यही उन्होंने दुनिया को बताया. अल्टीमेटली इवेंचुअली उसने पर्पसली तो कुछ नहीं किया है, उनका खुद का इंटेंशन तो डेफिनेटली ये नहीं है कि मैं आऊं और कोई जाए. और पुलिस से उन्होंने परमिशन मांगी है, तो ये लापरवाही है पुलिस की, व्यवस्था की, कानून, वो व्यवस्था की लापरवाही है, गवर्नमेंट की लापरवाही है. और उसकी वजह से एक एक्टर को फ्रेम करना, ये बहुत अजीब सा लगता है. और इसीलिए मैं बोल रहा हूं कि ये बिल्कुल फ्रेम्ड वर्क है.
Okay, so Tara, you know, there are panelists who are of the opinion that there is some kind of sinister plot at play here. And if you look at the manner in which events have played out, it actually appears to be much more than what we are seeing on the surface at the moment.
You know, it's hard for me to comment on that because I'm not sure what the political machinations are here. But certainly it looks like a dog's dinner has been made of this investigation. You know, it would be interesting to note that this was a very old theater. It has a very large capacity of over 1,300 people. At some level, you know, in order to prevent these from happening in the future, I mean, there must be some kind of police to person ratio that's followed. In the US, you have something called a fire marshal, and you're not allowed to have more than X number of people within a certain space or outside in the close proximity of that space. I think so that such a tragedy where a young woman loses her life and a child struggles to survive in a hospital doesn't happen again. I think besides looking at why this arrest and why this investigation was a mess, I really think that the country would benefit as a whole if someone was to set up a commission or a planning, a setup where we can figure out how to handle large events like this. Because these events happen pretty much on a daily basis in India, and it is very, very difficult to control crowds. That being said, yes, I think that there could be more to it than meets the eye, but really I can't be certain because I haven't seen the evidence for that.
Time for Kasturi. Kasturi, coming to you, do you think there is a need for further investigation? It cannot just stop at Allu Arjun getting interim bail.
You know what? Actually, there is a need for further introspection. This is not about a star being scapegoated for a very, very unfortunate stampede. We are a 1.5 billion populated country where every event, even the smallest event, will have lakhs of people attending. This was a big event. Police cannot take care of everything. We are severely understaffed when it comes to law enforcement. So I think at some point, the government has to acknowledge and accept responsibility. They are not capable of giving law and order support. And that is not, I'm not saying that as an accusation. I'm saying that has to be accepted. If you cannot handle big events in your state, please say so. Big event ko wo Haryana mein kiya, Uttar Pradesh mein kiya, Bihar mein kiya big events. Same Pushpa ke liye. Wahan kuch nahi hua, yahan kyun ho raha? So one has to introspect more than investigate.
Yes, Kasturi, you raised a valid point because in Bihar, it was organized at a much larger scale.
Exactly.
It was at a huge scale and it was at Gandhi Maidan. A crowd of almost 2.5 to 3 lakh had gathered there. And here it is happening at a theater.
It's a failure of the Congress government, Maria. That's about it.
All right. So I think that's the note to end this discussion on. Thank you so much for joining us. Reshmi, Tara Deshpande, Manoj, Joshi, PK Jain and Kasturi Shankar. Of course, this remains a top focus here on NDTV. That's all from me at the moment. Thanks so much for watching.